struggling to make things right. That's how a superhero learns to fly.
Hello there, beautiful souls, and a very warm welcome to Food for Thoughts. I'm Mickey Ruthman, life and business transformation coach, speaker, and author. And my mission in life and with this podcast channel is to help people like you to discover your purpose, unleash your own inner power and your highest potential, ditch your limitations and obstacles, and ultimately create a life and a business that you absolutely love with total ease. Yes, that's right. You heard me right. It is easy. It doesn't have to be difficult. Now, this podcast channel is the next best thing to having myself and a couple of other amazing mentors, coaches, and thought leaders as your own personal coaches and mentors on your journey to creating your best life and business possible. And that is why each episode is jam-packed with the most powerful, actionable tips, tools, strategies, and advice that have worked for me, that have worked for hundreds of my clients, and that will ultimately help you to take massive leaps forward to reaching your desired goals with total ease. So that is exactly the kind of awesome stuff that you can expect on this podcast channel. And if that is you, if you are ready to create a life and a business that you absolutely love with total ease, then do keep listening, because then this is definitely for you. Right, so now that you know exactly what you can expect, let's not waste any more precious time and dive right into this week's episode of Food for Thought. Enjoy. Hello there, everyone, and a very warm welcome to this week's episode of Food for Thought. And what I'd like us to chat about this week, I want to start this episode with a question. And that is to ask you, what is your entrepreneurial purpose and your transformational statement? Now, this applies to entrepreneurs, business owners, coaches. And if you don't know what your entrepreneurial purpose and your transformational statement is, do not stress. About 90% of the entrepreneurs and coaches that I work with don't have one or don't know what this is. And if you do want to know, then stick around, because that's what we'll be chatting about on this episode. So why is your entrepreneurial purpose and your transformational statement so important? Now, firstly, guys, research shows that purpose-driven entrepreneurs or purpose-driven businesses are the fastest growing businesses, and that they really are successful, and that they're also landing some of the biggest clients. So there's something to creating and running a purpose-driven business. That's the first thing I want to mention. The second thing is that entrepreneurship is not always easy. Whatever anybody tells you, every day is not all moonshine and roses and the stuff that you see on Instagram and Facebook. Some days are really hard, and some days are chaotic, and sometimes things don't work out the way we'd like them to. And on those days, guys, the only thing that really gets you up and gets you back out there is your why, your entrepreneurial purpose. Now, a lot of people start businesses for the main reason that what they would like is freedom. And what I mean by that is financial freedom and time freedom. And that's 100% okay. But if that is your only reason or your only purpose for being an entrepreneur, what usually happens, and what I've seen happen to so many people in that case, is they do end up making a success of things because they hustle their butts off. But it's not usually very long-lived. It's not sustainable, because they end up burning out, or when things get too tough, they end up giving up because they never had a why and a purpose behind their business that was driving them. Now, the best incentive I can give you is to give you an example and to help you understand how your consumers, especially today's consumers, are viewing businesses and doing business with you, and how they're choosing the companies and the brands that they buy and interact with and work with. And that is, if I had to tell you that, okay, so you think you're a little bit ill and you need to go to a doctor, would you prefer to go to a doctor that is just doing what he does to make money? Or would you prefer going to a doctor who really has a passion and a purpose for helping and healing people and going the extra mile to really find the right diagnosis and the right treatment for his clients. Now, I'm sure you answered that you would much rather go to the doctor who's not just doing it for money. And that's the thing, guys, is your clients, today's consumer, is looking for exactly the same thing. They no longer just want to buy a product or buy into a brand just because of the brand or the product itself. They want to know that there is a bigger purpose. You know, what does that brand stand for? How is that brand making either their lives or the planet as a whole a better place? So that is basically what your entrepreneurial purpose and your transformational statement is to decide why your company exists, why you're selling the products and the services you do. And what that looks like, guys, is to look at how do you as a company, with your products and your services, or just as a company as a whole, or as a business as a whole, how do you want to make a difference in people's lives or this world? How are you bettering people's lives or this world? Because that is really, at the end of the day, going to be your entrepreneurial purpose that drives you. And also your transformational statement as a company that you will draft. So your transformational statement is literally just a document that you do internally for yourself. You're welcome to share that with the public and your consumers as well. But that is for you as a company to know what is the mission and the vision that you're on to transform this world, people's lives. How are you existing as a business or a company or an entrepreneur with your services, your products, your everything, to make this world a better place or to make people's lives a lot easier? Now, here's the thing, is once you've created your transformational statement, you're literally going to use that to measure everything, all your decisions in your company, right through from who the people are that you're going to hire, all the way through to who you will work with, who you will collaborate with, what products and services you're going to roll out, what charities you're going to work with and so into. All of that stuff then gets pulled back to, does this fall in line with, is it in alignment with my transformational statement and my entrepreneurial purpose? So it really is key for us to nail that and just write it down for ourselves, because A, it's going to get you up in the morning. B, like I said, research done by Forbes and many other companies shows that purpose-driven businesses actually are more successful, and they're the fastest growing. They have the biggest clients. So it really is worth looking at that. But also because you want a reason to get up in the mornings. Just wanting to be rich and having time freedom is, it's great. It's great incentives. But those should be added bonuses to becoming an entrepreneur or a coach or starting your own business. It shouldn't be the only thing driving your business. And I guarantee you guys, I've seen this happen time and time again. If that is your only purpose as a business or an entrepreneur, is to make money, you will be successful. You might actually achieve success and grow, but it usually is not sustainable. Something always happens with those companies, either crash or fall flat, or the person who started it actually ends up burning out because they're hustling and just working their butts off and chasing money instead of chasing purpose. And I think it was Oprah Winfrey who said that, you know, you've just got to live out your purpose and your why, and the rest will come. And it really is true, guys. Until I found a purpose in my coaching business and why I do what I do, I literally had to chase clients. And, you know, since I flipped that around and got a transformational statement in place and found my entrepreneurial purpose, which is to help people to live their best lives possible, and how I do that is to help them to create the lives and the businesses that they love. And everything that I do is geared at that. That is my complete and utter mission with everything that I do, with everyone that I align with and work with, anyone that I, you know, get into my company to help with certain things. They need to align with that vision. And, you know, it's really, I've seen the transformation, I've seen the change when that is your purpose behind building your business. Because since I've done that, all I can tell you is that my clients find me in the weirdest ways. I do advertise, but not that often. But I'm always busy. And I'm not that, what's the word I'm looking for, that overwhelming feeling like there's always something else you've got to do busy. I am a comfortable busy. I am a love what I do busy. And it's become really such a pleasure to run my business, do what I do every day, do what I love. And I still get to have not just the time freedom and the location freedom, but also the financial freedom that goes along with that. So if you don't have an entrepreneurial purpose yet or a transformation statement for your company or your business as a coach or an entrepreneur, you are not too late. You can still do it now. Do it today. Find that reason why you as a company exists, because once you find how you want to better people's lives or better this world somehow, you're going to have a whole new outlook and you're going to see how things transform in your business as well. So do go put that in place straight away. And guys, I really hope this has helped you, and I really hope you do go and draft your entrepreneurial purpose and your transformational statement. And if you're going to do that, guys, please leave me a comment either on this podcast, tag me in a post on Facebook or Instagram. I've left all of the handles for you in the show notes as well. I'd love to connect with you over there as well. And as always, please do go and subscribe, rate and review this podcast. It's the only way I get to reach my vision of helping and serving and reaching more people to live their best lives possible. So thank you so much for tuning in again this week to Food for Thought. As always, I am playing out just with one of my favorite songs, something I enjoy, and I hope you're going to enjoy it with me. Until next week, guys, have a fantastic week. Cheers.
Every day I wake and everything is broken, turning off my phone just to get out of bed. Get home every evening and history's repeating, turning off my phone 'cause it's hurting my chest. Yeah. And heaven knows I'm not helpless. Yeah. But what can I can't sit and hope, I can't just sit and pray that I can find a love when all I see is pain. Falling to my knees, and though I do believe, I can't just preach, baby, preach. Oh, 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 I can't just preach, baby, preach. All I hear is voices, everybody's talking, nothing real is happening 'cause nothing is new. Now when all is tragic and I just feel sedated, why do I feel numb? Is that all I can do? Yeah, and heaven knows I'm not helpless. Yeah, but I'm only can't sit and hope, I can't just sit and pray that I can find a love when all I see is pain. I'm falling to my knees, and though I do believe, I can't just preach, baby, preach. Oh, oh, I can't just preach, baby, preach. Can't just sit and pray that I can't.